You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's Monday, September 4th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, we're talking about Meta not enforcing its own political ads policy. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. In a video ad that ran on Facebook in late July, former blogger-turned-video host Jill Simonian alleges that American schools have traded knowledge-based education for activism. Plato and civics are no longer part of the curriculum, she says. The accompanying text reads, "What has happened to American schools? Radical ideas about gender, race, and anti-Americanism are infiltrating the classroom. Is there anywhere that's still safe for our kids? Yes, it's called PragerU, kids." The ad, according to Facebook owner Meta's own disclosure, reached more than 20,000 people. The video is one of more than 100 ads that PragerU Kids, an arm of the right-wing nonprofit media organization PragerU, which is named after conservative talk radio host and co-founder Dennis Prager, has pushed out on Facebook and Instagram over the past 2 months, according to a new report from Media Matters for America, or MMA, a media watchdog group. The advertising blitz comes in the run-up to the start of the U.S. school year, and at a moment where schools have become a focus of the intense culture war that is likely to roll on into the 2024 presidential election. And it appears to be in violation of Meta's advertising transparency rules, which require ads around social issues, elections, or politics to be labeled, and to include information about who has paid for them. That rule was put in place in 2018 after Meta faced scrutiny over foreign interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential elections. But PragerU Kids' example suggests those rules aren't being consistently enforced, meaning political groups can push their messages to users without having to disclose their motives or funding. One of our biggest concerns more recently is that Meta has clearly started to backslide on some of their policies around the upcoming 2024 election, says Kayla Gogarty, research director at MMA. They have a history of letting these right-wing organizations and figures flout their policies. It's hard to see PragerU's advertising as anything other than political. The organization has made videos arguing against the $15 minimum wage, questioning climate change, and in support of increased gun ownership. Videos on its website, which are also shared and promoted on its Facebook page, include topics like how to be a rational patriot and preferred pronouns or prison, which allege that using someone's preferred pronouns is a form of totalitarian thinking and assert that America offers personal freedom in a way no other country does. A quick trip to PragerU Kids' website finds animated videos about former U.S. presidents, the biblical figure Joseph, and issues in other countries twisted to feature conservative talking points, such as how the human cost of reducing emissions has hurt the fictional character Anya in Poland, and how the British Empire lifted India out of a long tradition of caste discrimination. America's education system has been hijacked by one side, Marissa Streit, PragerU CEO, told Time. Some of the ads found by MMA on Facebook and Instagram encourage users to sign petitions to allow PragerU's materials in schools. Others direct to some of the organization's videos with accompanying text accusing teachers of promoting radical ideas about gender, race, and anti-Americanism. Though conservative views on social issues have long held sway on the U.S. right, pundits and politicians have begun to specifically hone in on niche issues surrounding schools and education, such as transgender student-athletes and critical race theory. Critical race theory, a field of academia that analyzes the ways in which issues of race permeate throughout society, including in law and other systems of power and governance, became a major flashpoint during local elections starting in 2021. Conservatives labeled almost any education that touched on racism or the American history of slavery as part of the field. All of these issues have become major talking points, and even litmus tests for conservative presidential candidates, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, to galvanize their supporters with the fear that their children will be indoctrinated by public education. By packaging conservative ideas this way, it turns social issues into questions of educational quality. PragerU represents a powerful force in the current culture wars, says Lawrence Rosenthal, chair of the Center for Right-Wing Studies at the University of California at Berkeley. They're a part of a world that believes that the institutions beyond politics, the media, education, and increasingly corporate culture are dominated, in their view, by left-wing ideology. Rosenthal compares using Prager's educational materials to schools in the early 20th century in states that outlawed the teaching of evolution. Those children grew up not knowing the kind of basic science that children in other states and around the world grew up learning, he says. Advertisements that fall into the category of social issues, elections, or politics are supposed to be labeled and cataloged on Meta's advertising library, meaning that anyone can look up what an ad said, how many people it reached, and how much an organization spent to promote it. The onus is upon advertisers to properly categorize their own ads, but if Meta finds that the advertiser has miscategorized their ads, the company can remove them. If an organization doesn't properly categorize its ads, it makes it harder for users and researchers to know who is behind a given campaign or how much money they're spending on it. Campaigns and political action committees, or PACs, are required to disclose how they spend money, including on advertising, but nonprofits like PragerU are not, and there are no federal laws mandating that platforms keep or catalog political advertisements. This makes it much harder for researchers and watchdogs to grasp the true impact of how many people are exposed to political or partisan messaging. PragerU was the 12th highest political ad spender on Meta between May 2018 and August 2023, outspending many political campaigns, according to MMA's analysis. Posting content on social media, including YouTube, Twitter, and Meta's platforms, has been key to disseminating their message. PragerU has more than 4 million followers on Facebook and 2.2 million on Instagram. The PragerU Kids page, created in June, has only a few hundred followers, but in the past 2 months alone has run over 100 ads that MMA says were improperly categorized. During the course of their research, Gogarty says that 12 of the ads MMA found from PragerU Kids were removed, but all of the others remained up, including one similar to those that Meta removed, which encouraged people to sign a petition to have PragerU Kids incorporated into school curricula. This is not the first time that Meta's ad systems has failed to catch organizations seeking to violate their rules, according to Gogarty, who said that right-wing groups like PragerU ran ads after the 2020 elections, despite Meta banning any ads related to social issues and election politics, and how they did that was by just not classifying ads properly. And Gogarty worries this may be an early warning sign that Meta has begun to take its enforcement of its own policies less seriously. Earlier this year, the company cut staff who had overseen its attempt to counter mis- and disinformation in the 2022 midterm elections. Just last week, Meta declined to suspend the Facebook account of former Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen for threatening election-related violence, despite the recommendation of its independent oversight board. Other platforms appear to be weakening their policies, too. A recent European Union report found that Meta and Twitter's, now X, rollbacks of protective measures were responsible for increased Kremlin-backed disinformation around the war in Ukraine. Last week, X announced that it would begin allowing political advertisements on its platform again, after banning them in 2019. This is another example of Meta prioritizing revenue over pretty much anything else, says Gogarty. Not only are they letting right-wing organizations use these loopholes, but they're also starting to capitulate to them and roll back some of their policies around election misinformation. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, a controversial right-to-repair car law is making a surprising U-turn. On Wired Science, learn why paper coffee cups are just as toxic for the environment as plastic ones. And on Wired Security, child safety group HEAT Initiative plans to launch a campaign pressing Apple on child sexual abuse material scanning and user reporting. The company issued a rare detailed response. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Spoken Layer.